Hello, welcome back to Soul Speak. I am Meg Michelson. Thank you once again for joining me. Over the past 2.5 weeks, there have been many reasons to pause. Certainly for me, and I'll explain why, but also for others. And for me personally, I have been on about a 2.5 week beautiful and soulful place. That's really in line with where we are on a universal level as well. If you're a weekly listener, first of all, thank you. And you'll notice that I did not have an episode last week. I had some self-care time because of what was going on in my life. Last episode, I spoke about the incredible, beautiful magic when I had the birth of 2 new grandbabies and all of the numbers that were in alignment, the magic of the timing and the flow and the ease of the schedule. It was amazing. And it kept me out of worry for the most part. Put myself as much as I could just in that beautiful state of grace, taking action where I needed to, and then also stepping back and not getting into worry when I was tempted. So for the most part, it connected me over and over again to my higher self, the higher state. And if you want more details on that, please listen to last week's episode. So while I was in Colorado, and within a few days after the births of my 2 new grandbabies, my grandson and granddaughter, my mom passed away. And then 3 days after that, her sister, my aunt, died. My mom was 93. Her sister was 98. And they died within 3 days of each other. And that same day, 3 days after the death of my mom and the day of the death of my aunt, the man I was dating and I ended our relationship. So it was lots and lots of birth and death. And every single time there is a death, there is also a birth. So today I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the beauty of the death and the birth process and how we can choose to navigate that on a healthier, more balanced soul and physical being perspective, where we can look at life as more than just this earthly experience, which can be beautiful and also, of course, painful because there's just as much beauty and as there is pain and vice versa. And the timing we're in that I am recording this podcast also coincides with the current eclipse energy we're in. We are in powerful times. I've said it because we are. This is about life and death, change and rebirth and waking up, getting more clarity, learning to live as a big, beautiful, limitless soul in this human body. And when we live in a more balanced state as much as we can, that loss can be much less painful. So I want to start with talking about the eclipse, the death and birth in this eclipse cycle. We just entered Aries season in our astrological world, which is the start of the true new year. On March 25th, it's a full moon lunar eclipse in Libra, which is Libra is the state of we. Libra is always looking for the state of balance. And then we have a solar eclipse on April 8th. So this time window, it's always before the eclipse, so before the 25th and after the 8th. This is life-changing time. We might see changes in our lives, of course, and also in the greater world. Why? Because everything needs to be in a state of balance. And the more we are not living in a state of balance, the more things start to feel off in our lives. We get crankier. We get more tired. We might rely on external gratification more than internal because we are not allowing ourselves to be in that state of awareness, to be in that state of true balance, which, of course, all humans are seeking without even knowing we are. But our earth and our world is also the universe. Everything is seeking that state of balance. And during the eclipse time, where we see changes in our lives and in the greater world, some of it doesn't always feel pleasant in the moment, but it gives us an opportunity to step into a higher vibrational state and usher in those beautiful evolutionary changes that we are here to make as humans and then also as the collective with humanity. We all came to work together, in my belief, to bring about more beauty, more love, more state of grace, more peace, more kindness. So during a lunar eclipse, which is the 25th of March, our emotions, our subconscious patterning that might come to the surface, dreams might be more powerful. It can be a time to react, because oftentimes when, you know, we talk about the full moon, a lot of crazy stuff happens on a full moon because people react to the emotion. However, it's also meant to be a time to step back and reflect. That darkness that an eclipse brings, it's beautiful if we allow it to be just going to pause. Of course, I did get out and howl at the full moon because that was today. And that is that sense of freedom. So the moon is our inner world, that moon energy. If you've ever done your astrological chart, look at your moon sign. And that's where, when you're looking at that from the perspective of where do I feel emotionally safe? That's the moon sign. And the spiritual aspects of the moon represent our deep emotional tides, which is why things can feel more emotional on a full moon. And during the solar eclipse on the 8th of April, this is that beautiful balance between dualities, light and dark, masculine and feminine, conscious and the unconscious. And so importantly, the balance between having an earth life and reminding ourselves we also have a soul life. Eclipses are those times when those dualities, if we are living in duality, come together. And it can be a time to harmonize, but it doesn't always feel good if we've been living out of harmony. Eclipses are opportunities for introspection. So this time, this beautiful end of March, beginning of April, give yourself time to introspect. Give yourself time to reflect. This is beautiful, transformative time. And we want to be mindful of what transformations we're allowing. We might wake up and see things differently if we say, wait a minute, I was living in a state of illusion. I was stuck there and I didn't even realize I was stuck. Now, if I just switch my thinking, everything falls back into alignment. I get the ahas. I understand that I was not having to feel stuck. It wasn't necessary. That was just the mind games I was having. This time, like I said, eclipses are often associated with endings, beginnings, rebirth, and of course, spiritual awakening, that heightened state of awareness. In my belief, our higher soul self is always trying to connect us. And these ending and beginning times give us that opportunity if we allow it. The birth of babies, the death of a mom, the death of a relationship. It gives us those times, the eclipse times, to step back and look at where we are and what we want. Because this time in particular, like I said, is really changeful. And we can't have the new if the old is not gone. The universe brings us a lot of darkness, right? Like at night, not to frighten us, the eclipse energy, that darkness, not to frighten us or bring in bad things as they used to believe long ago, just to bring change, just to get things back into balance. Bring in those changes that are needed. You know, dream time is also part of that darkness cycle. And sometimes our dreams can feel so real. Pay attention to your dreams. They might be foreshadowing, or they might help you see a situation with more clarity. That's what the darkness can do. So you can have a rebirth. Dreams can be so valuable. The early morning of March 13th, I had a powerful dream. My mom has been in a memory care unit with dementia for several years now, and her body and her mind have been shutting down more and more. The morning of the 13th, this is just a few days after my grandbabies were born, I had a dream that the hospice nurse came to me and told me my mom was dying, but she was not going to die until summer. She was going to hold on. That dream was right at the awake time, which I know is a spirit dream for me. And I woke up and I thought, this is interesting because I know my mom's going to pass. Don't know when, of course, but no way can she hold off till summer. She's suffering. However, as the day went on, I got a message from my sister that the hospice nurse had indeed gotten a hold of my sister and said, our mom is transitioning. And we should go to visit her as soon as we can because the time is now. So I was out of state. I wasn't able to go. I was on FaceTime and she was not able to talk. She was on oxygen, but I know she could hear. And it came to me so strongly that, no, she wasn't going to last till summer, like the hospice nurse said. Her birthday is July 22nd. And I had a very strong sense of knowing that she was going to die at 7:22 p.m. And that was that reference to summer. And she died on March 13th at 7:22 p.m. It's hard. It's hard to not have a mom anymore. Of course, I still have her, but it's different. It's a different type of a relationship now because she's not on the earth anymore. However, having the dream that I had and the strong sense of knowing reminded me it was just a rebirth for my mom. It was, yes, a death in with the state that we know, but there's something beyond this. And so for her, it was a rebirth. She's not in that suffering state that she was. Death is symbolic. Death is absolutely a physical death, like it was with my mom's passing and my aunt's passing. And remember, it's not always physical. It can also be the death of an idea or a way of life or thought pattern that is keeping us in illusion or causing us to feel stuck. And when this relationship that I had ended, it was because there was illusion going on. It wasn't done in that state of clarity with communication. So when that ended, and that's not to tell my audience that I'm single, that's not why I'm bringing this up, but to bring awareness to all that transpires and our thoughts and our feelings when we navigate change, when we navigate a death or a birth, and that really stretch that to include everything. Now, every day there's a birth for a new day. Every night when we fall asleep, we're ending that day, death of that day. And how can that bring us more light and wisdom instead of taking us into the dark where we feel all those emotions that can freeze us? That person that I was dating, and we had only been dating for 4 months, or not even 4 months, was going through some really big shifts in his work and personal life, more stress than normal. And so the relationship we were in, he was having thoughts, taking them in the path of illusion, thinking of it as a restriction and not talking about it. Sometimes we feel like things have to be part of a relationship, restrictions or have-tos, but a relationship is created by two people. So when we are not talking about those things that are bothering us, and there's so many times we don't, instead of talking about it, we hold it in and create all these stories. So as he's pulling away, I could feel it. And I brought it to the surface. It was time for a rebirth. Honest, kind communication can lead to so much more beauty, can lead to a rebirth, ending of something and a rebirth of another. And a couple of things I want to highlight here. When a relationship ends, like ours did, there's sadness. We were both sad. And I noticed those old feelings of abandonment popped up. I just lost my mom. I had to leave the town where I had my grandbabies and come back to the town I live in. So there was that loss. And then this relationship ended. A lot of beauty and a lot of loss. And even though I felt that tug to bring awareness to where the relationship was that didn't feel good for me anymore. After that immediate pain of unraveling the loneliness and the abandonment I felt, because that felt a little bit overwhelming, not so much so that it took me down, I noticed my old abandonment feeling surface, seeing my new grandbabies. I'm losing the earth life of my mom, and I'm losing this relationship that I had a lot of joy in. There was a lot of goodness in it. But after that immediate pain subsided, after those feelings of abandonment dissipated, when I allowed myself to not run from my feelings, I allowed myself to sit in them and have some time alone and turn off my phone, I started to feel joy. I started to feel freedom. Wow, this new life. And I'll miss my grandbabies, but I get to go visit them. So the ease started to come back. And my mom has freedom that she didn't have before. And when we are rolling along in our life and we stay busy and we're not checking in with what we want, not in a relationship, when you're not checking in with that person you're in a relationship with, how is this going for you? Are we having enough fun? Are we connected enough? Talking about how we're feeling from a place of beauty. What are my individual needs matched up with what your needs are? Those are all pieces so you can rebirth every single day. Every day we can rebirth. And another important piece is this. In my belief, our higher soul self is always trying to connect us. These endings and beginning times give us that opportunity as much as we allow it. The ending of my mom's life here on earth, I was seeing her once a week and as much as I could, and I loved that time. And her ending now gave me a day that I can do something else with. So I'm trying to honor that state of, this is time I'm going to give me. Maybe I'll paint or do something fun. But putting that in the rebirth and not being in that state of excessive grief or deep grief because I can't go visit her anymore. What can I do with that time? So it feels good to me. The ending of this relationship allowed me to step back and tell myself the truth. What do I want in a relationship? You know, oftentimes in relationships, people hit roadblocks of mediocrity. And as much as we like the flow of ease, that can be too comfortable. We need the state of effort, newness, excitement. Because when things start to feel flat, take a moment, step back. What do I want that is more in line with my needs? I need to rebirth something. We all need to get out and have new experiences. Even if you're married and you've been married a long time, especially if you've been in a relationship for a long time or dated the same person a while, when it becomes too much the same without putting those new experiences in, there's a slow death. The boredom starts to set in, slow death. Same with a job or a way of life. If you're waking up and doing the same routine every day, check in that. Am I just going rote here or am I living? Beautiful time to check in and ask if we need to be reborn. For our lives to feel full and whole, we need new experiences or we become too complacent. Our lives need new learnings or we start to wither. Our day, every day, needs a new beginning of something in order for us to stay in alignment with the soul, the body, and the emotions. Keeping things and our physical body, our mind, our soul, healthy, connected. When something ends, like the life of my mom, 93, almost 94, as much as I miss her and that time we had together, it was a blessing to see her suffering end, death and birth. She loved new experiences. My mom loved conversations. She loved making people laugh. She loved meeting new people. She read a ton. She loved to travel. Yet her body and her mind put an end to that a long while ago, and she was still on earth, becoming more shut in and more shut in. And losing my mom and my relationship brought up some loneliness, absolutely, just for a little bit. Because instead of reacting and going into that old abandonment energy like I did after my divorce, I took a few days off. Like I said, and I reconnected with myself, gave myself some nurturing, not pity, there's a difference, but nurturing. What does the body need? What does nurturing mean? Giving yourself time to maybe take a bath or do some exercise or take a walk or have a hike with a friend. Give yourself some time where you're feeling a connection to yourself. When you give yourself that time, that also gives you clarity between head and heart, putting your current life at the forefront, not the woundedness of the past. That time can put what could be a painful experience into an experience of true self-knowing, of more freedom, of more of what we want, of a wake-up call, a rebirth, a reminder that we're in that place of me versus we. You know, that started July and it's going to go through January next year. That Aries, Libra, North Node, South Node, I've talked about it before. It's that place of learning the balance of giving too much, giving too little, the state of we versus me. We can get caught up in that. Or we can say, wait a minute, I need to reboot. I need to rebalance. I need to have a rebirth here. The birth of those babies, the death and now soul rebirth of my mom, the ending of that romantic partnership I was in. Those endings and beginnings gave me time to look at what's going to work for Meg and Meg's schedule and Meg's life. And we can do this with a peaceful, balanced, and honest perspective, which means we want to have our emotions, our thoughts in a balanced place. It's easy to go down into the darkness. We always have a light, wisdom-filled choice or a shadow ego choice, or of course, anything in between. Lightness versus darkness, death and rebirth. First, you can feel threatened and abandoned when we have a loss, and then realizing, wait a minute, I'm not sure what I'm feeling. Is this present or is this past? And do I need to have this or can I let this go? Whatever this is, when we allow ourselves to stay into that balanced perspective, we don't sink too deep. Now on Earth, think of this in Earth terms, we have gravity. Out in space, gravity swallows light. On Earth, we have so much beauty. And if we're connecting with the lower energies of Earth, not the astral energies of soul, we need both. Absolutely, we need both. But if we're connecting too much with those lower energies, we get swallowed up by gravity. We feel like we're walking through muck. We've all been there. We feel like, oh, it's such an effort to get up and get outside and exercise, even though my inside is saying, get up, get outside and exercise. But when we go too much into that earth density, our feet feel like they are in mud or sludge or quicksand or cement. You know, I often speak about the balance of being a soul within this earthly experience, a physical body and a limitless soul. And again, when we become too wrapped up within the earth-based things, money, time, looks, younger men, younger women, whatever it is we're looking for, stuff, loss, all the things we manage, those are all earthly experiences. We can be swallowed by the darkness of gravity. And yet when we balance the soul and the earthly experience, we live with much more light. We see things more buoyant. We see things as new opportunities, not something that's going to strip us of all the beauty and the joy and the new experiences that can happen. Now, having that new time, I have a little more time. And what will I do with that? We look at our lives from a more balanced perspective. It's so much easier to navigate the endings and beginnings that are part of every single human experience. Because everything, remember, has an ending. Everything has a beginning. And perhaps, of course, every day, many new endings, many new beginnings all the time. Little things, big things. My grandbabies have new beginnings. Their parents have endings and beginnings. You know, they're ending the lives they had. One with no kids, now a baby, and the other daughter and her husband with one child, now two. Everything shifts. And their babies here on Earth, where were they before? We don't know. New life, new beginning. My mom's death gave her a new beginning. She has more freedom. And that the restriction of dementia put on her and her body, that's gone. The suffering is gone. My time with her was beautiful and also painful because it was very hard to watch that decline. So with her death is a rebirth in not only my time, but my heart. The relationship I was in has a new beginning. Ending, we ended it as we had it, but we created a new way to spend time together as friends. Because we didn't get stuck on what it had to be or what it doesn't have to be. We get to live how we want to live. You know, as long as we are living in integrity and honesty, things can be so much more beautiful. So look at your life a moment. Reflect on those daily endings and beginnings. You go to a restaurant you love and they've closed shop. Ending. What are we going to do about it? We can lament about it forever, or we can say, okay, I guess I'm supposed to try something new. Maybe I'm going to meet new friends. Maybe I'm going to meet a new job potential or a new partner. But if we have an ending, there is always something great that can become of it. Every day we have so many. And we can look at these moments with peace and awe. We can look at how we are feeling. We can look at how do I bring this into a beautiful new beginning, whatever this ending is. I'm inviting you into this process. It's an invitation, not a challenge. An invitation for you to live a life of more peace, more clarity. Those times of darkness, the times of death, this eclipse season, it's here to give us that time and that sense to go within, to know what we want, not focus on what we don't have or what our life isn't, but what about what we truly want? What does our heart want? And if you're in a partnership, create it. Have time for rebirth. If you don't like your job, switch it up. Talk to your boss if you have a boss. Bring in some new ideas. That, of course, requires that time to ponder, not obsess. The obsession is what gets us into that lower state of too much gravity. Just time to go into wonder. Time to go into the heart. Is this good for me or not? But if I get stuck in all of those other feelings of lack or abandonment or can't do this or can't do that, this isn't providing me this or that. Whenever we do that, we are causing our body and our mind to be in those feelings of stuck in illusion. And now we can let the mini death happen, let those old thoughts die, and let yourself bring in new thoughts, new possibilities, new ways to look at things, new ways to shift. Powerful times, as always, and beautiful times. Cherish those people around you. Let them know how important they are to you. And also, let yourself know how important you are to you. Thank you for joining me today in this beautiful time of spring and equinox. May you have a joyful, spirit-filled, new, abundant week. Thank you again, and I look forward to connecting next week. Hey, listeners, thanks again for joining me. If you want to learn more about me, services I offer, who I am, please check out my website, MegMichaelson.com. Also, there you can join my newsletter. I do the best job I can to send it out monthly, no guarantees. Follow me on Instagram and YouTube. Thanks again for coming. I'll see you next time.